Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, we usually get a report from Middle America. Today we have Senator Ron Johnson, who was on many committees, and he'll tell us which ones. Senator Johnson, tell us which committees you're on.
Well, I was chairman of the Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee, which is Homeland Security plus the Senate Oversight Committee. I'm on Senate Foreign Relations. I'm on Budget. I'm also on Commerce Committee. So it's not a boring job. I keep pretty busy.
Senator, there's so many new revelations in the last few days. Give the American people an update of where the heck we are with the new revelations, with Hunter's laptop, go ahead. I'll let you take the floor.
Well, first of all, it's not a new revelation. I'm just amazed that the New York Times just now came to the conclusion that the Hunter Biden laptop was genuine. Where have they been? That was pretty obvious within a week or two of New York Post breaking stories, and you start tracing the emails, go, yeah, this is a genuine laptop. And of course, the FBI has known that. They wouldn't tell us when we were offered the laptop. I couldn't take it because I had to do my due diligence. The FBI knew it, so we reached out to the FBI. They wouldn't tell us it was genuine. Well, they should have, but they didn't. So people should be outraged by what we are learning from the John Durham investigation as we start finding out that Hillary Clinton bought and paid for not only the Steele dossier, but also a corruption of the data searches to try and make some kind of connection between this Alpha Bank and the Trump campaign. That was bought and paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, we're getting some indication that John Durham is also investigating whether it truly was Russia that hacked the DNC server. I've never seen any hard evidence against that. So was this entire 5 or 6 year time period now where we've been fed all this information that Russia colluded with Trump, that Russia has been interfering in our elections? I would argue that the mainstream media, in their false reporting, in their bias, have interfered to a far greater extent than Russia or China ever could ever hope to have participated. But now you've got, I guess, the New York Times finally covering their tracks quietly, I would say. Where are all the other apologies? And by the way, where's the apology from the 50 intelligence, what would you call them?
Operatives? That was the document that was signed 2 weeks before the election, November 2020, that the two former CIA directors, Leon Panetta and the other gentleman, signed a document that all 50 of them, that Trump was in cahoots with Putin or something like that. What was that?
Well, I think what they really said is that the laptop had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. Now, they had absolutely no information whatsoever. They had no evidence that this was Russian disinformation. And by that point in time, by the way, we pretty well knew that the Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. The FBI knew that. We revealed that by uncovering the redacted footnotes to the FISA report. So by that point in time, we already knew a lot of this Russian disinformation was completely made up, okay? So you have these intelligence operatives coming out and confirming, again, a false story. It was obvious very early on that the Hunter Biden laptop was genuine. They never should have tainted the process with that letter, but they did. So are they going to apologize for it? I'm not holding my breath. But my main point is the mainstream media, their bias, their corruption, their complicity in the Russian collusion hoax interfered with our elections, had a far greater impact on our elections than anything Russia or China ever could hope to accomplish. But they'll never be held accountable because they'd have to hold themselves accountable, and they're not going to do that.
Well, as a senator, the mainstream media is now owned by major corporations. Do those major corporations, should they be held accountable for their news sources you know, whether it's CBS, NBC, or ABC, they're not doing their job right. I know the fact that Alan Dershowitz had gone after CNN for not telling the truth, and CNN was owned by AT&T at the time. And I said to Alan Dershowitz, why don't you sue AT&T because they're not overseeing CNN right?
Well, you know, there's one case where it's a corporation, okay? But I think you're being too kind. It's really individuals. It's Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, okay? These are big tech billionaires. You know, you go over to Ukraine, and the complaint always is the media oligarchs that are corrupting the political process in Eastern European countries. Well, we have our own media oligarchs. We just call them big tech billionaires. And they are, again, they are far more powerful than any media oligarchs in Russia or in Eastern Europe. Take a look at what they have done. Look at the suppression, the censorship, the bias. Okay, so yeah, we've got big tech billionaires, and they are dramatically impacting and interfering in our politics. Look what Google did. This was Dr. Robert Epstein talking about their manipulation of search around elections that have basically pushed millions of votes toward Hillary Clinton and other Democrat candidates. Look what Mark Zuckerberg did throughout the country, but in Wisconsin in particular. They basically took over the Green Bay election system. They had a political hack with the key to the absentee ballot room, but nothing to see there. You know irregularities in the 2020 election. Of course, there were all kinds of irregularities, but the mainstream media covers it up. They won't allow this information to be revealed to the American public. They've got unbelievable power, and they are using that power, and they are impacting and interfering and affecting our elections. That's just the truth. But well, again, they're not going to let the truth out.
Senator Johnson, I agree with you 100% that the media should be responsible for telling the truth to the American people. And then the people who own that media have a responsibility to oversee their reporters and journalists in addition. And Senator Johnson, thank you for everything you do for our country and continue to speak out the truth. And God bless you and God bless America.
Well, John, let me just add, I've got a tough race here. Ron Johnson for Senate.com. I need help and support from all over the country. So your listeners, Ron Johnson for Senate.com. I'd appreciate any support you're willing to offer.
I will tell that to all my friends. Thank you so much.
Take care. God bless.